And
yeah, we're here.
We're here. We're gonna
get out. Don't forget to lock it.
I will lock it.
My mom would get really mad if the car got stolen.
I know how these savages work.
I'm getting out of the car right now.
Now we're gonna try the outdoor recording quality.
Radio Verite. Okay, we are through the looking glass, so to speak.
Does it cost anything to get in here?
No, as far as I know, it doesn't.
I don't have any money.
Okay, neither do I, nor am I willing to pay for this. Do you want to let them know what we're standing in front of?
Well, currently we are now standing right in front of the Early American Museum.
Oh, well, I'm not going to finish the crescendo in time, so we'll just skip that.
Okay. So we're about to go in, but let's take a quick look here.
Okay, take a quick look.
When the museum is closed, all deliveries should be made to the museum annex south of the museum entrance.
Yeah, for those of you who are aspiring to make deliveries to the Early American Museum, the number 3 job goal in Illinois.
Please, no pets and no smoking. Oh, here we go. Did you know that the Early American Museum is administered by the Champaign County Forest Preserve District? I did not know that.
That really contradicts a lot of my previous impressions about the Early American
Museum. Right, I thought it was a mob front, personally. That the Early American Museum is accredited by the American Association of Museums.
So basically, you know, you're not getting a crap museum.
No, they're...
This is a real thing. They don't, you know, it's not just like some guy's bunch of stuff, you know.
That the Early American Museum is keeping something special for the future. Your history. Well, if there's an exhibit about me in here, I'm going to be a little miffed.
Yeah, such as the, you know, the Kleenex that you throw away after your nose is bleeding when you snort Coke. They've got that period of your life all sussed out. It's a very nice display.
That you can become involved in this effort in many different ways, as a member, as a volunteer, and as a contributor?
Well, kind of logically, you know, if they're preserving your history, you are involved in the effort by the sheer act of making history.
It looks like they have also as an exhibit crossed out here, so they don't offer that service anymore. You can't actually stand inside and have people look at you.
Is there a fee crossed out?
No, there's no fee crossed out. There's fees over here. All right, let's just try to go inside.
Okay, we're going to have to shut off for a moment while we get permission to record in here. The please no pets, no smoking sign is worrying me because Eric is officially registered as a pet for tax reasons, unfortunately. So I'm going to have to smuggle him in here and hide his tail. We'll be back with you in a moment.